is the number here? I never remember. It's 412 CMUWRCT. So it's 412-CMU-WRCT. What else did I want to tell you? I want to tell you something else. So if you miss any of these tracks, you can just go to Spinatron, and you will see what exactly I'm playing. Last thing. make sure you follow on Instagram. It's New Music WRCT. I have some ticket giveaways coming up. It's a little later this year. Usually I start giving them away like end of January, beginning of February. But it's going to be a little later. But that's cool. There's still a bunch. So make sure you're following New Show WRCT on Instagram. All right. Here's the newest from Ty Siegel, and this is Void. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Scary. I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, 'cause I'm still acting out of habit. Hoping dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. My friend Molly's got a guy she says to God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try, just a little promise that I'll meet in the middle. I always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. And maybe I'm dead. Waiting on the next street just for me. Oh, just for me. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her and someone is nice to me. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, oh, won't you promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me.
You could make gray call it gold, let it fool your eyes. could make rain and let your life be in green grass in a little wind begs you for a dance. You could say love until it
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at... More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstore.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so that was news from Iron and Wine. That's You'll Never Know. Before that, the news from Maggie Rogers, Don't Forget Me. She just put out an album not too long ago, and I guess there's another one coming out. And we start off the set with Ty Siegel with Void. And yeah, I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm having a lot of fun playing new music for you. If you were on Instagram, you saw that I posted this about this new Caroline Polachek Wise Blood track. I like it. It's pretty cool. It's like kind of maybe like, I'm trying to think of what the right word is. Witchy, maybe? A little witchy? And yeah, it's called Butterfly Net. So I hope you like it.
Silent, London fell asleep. She dreamed of a winter where you appeared to me. Perfect timing as new petals in November. A tender creature, a fever, disarming, fluorescent. There you were. With your mirror shining the world all over me, there I was with my butterfly net trying to catch your light. I collected stupid ashes so that after you'd gone I could hold on to something, but you stayed unwavering through every false goodbye, unsubsiding pining for now and for never. There you were with your me
Falling leaves. Are we alone, the ones Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Okay, so we just heard the newest from Effed Up. That's Show Friends. Before that, The Decemberists with a new track. That's Burial Ground. Before that, Mannequin P with Nothing Like. I'm playing with a lot of bands that I can't name their entire... I can't name them on the air. but Mannequin P is playing at Thunderbird in a few weeks, and that show is sold out, so... I always wait too long to get tickets to stuff. I'd really like to see them. They're from Philly. They're great. And we started off the set with the newest from Caroline Polachek and Wise Blood, Butterfly Net. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the show. And I don't know. I just love the diversity of music, you know, just listening to like Effed Up, which is kind of a hardcore band, I guess. I don't know what you would. They're definitely like punk, but maybe hardcore. And, you know, them and Caroline Polachek and then maybe this next track. it's just such a diverse mix of music. I just kind of love it. This is the newest from Voids. This is Flexolicist.
Thank you. singular mind, and we like criminals when criminals are treating us kind. For the subliminal freaks with their invisible style who can't smile, you're on trial. I place a bet on a game knowing no one will score, and make a sweat watching the greats dragging their feet on the floor. Is it ambitiously weak to be proficiently poor and still smile when on trial? But still, it's ace, top, mid, boss, that's boss, fast, sweet, geese, not bad. So lay waste to your superiors to lighten the mood, or kowtow to your inferiors for fear you'll look rude. If you don't, are your interiors as perfectly skewed as mine are? Maybe I'll show you sometime. But oh my god, it's ace. Just look at my face. I'm on top of the world. Of course it is. Why can't we travel in business class? Slap the pot because life is so neat. It can't be beat. It's geese. Slap me is decent. Not bad. It's alright, yeah.
Welcome to the real. To me, and we could go around wherever you want. Oh, that sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you. Sometimes I wanna say to you.
So a long list of tracks there in that set. That was Middle Kids with Dramamine. Before that, Chicago band Slow Pulp with Slugs. Singaporean artist Yul with Sulky Baby. Oh yeah, this is like music from all over the world now that I'm looking at it. Karen Jones and CSS, I think they're Brazilian, with Coco Crazy. Yard Act from the UK with Dream Job. I don't know where everybody's from. I'm just going through this. Let's see. Helena Deland with Bright Green, Vibrant Gray. And The Voids with, I mispronounced the title. It's, let's see, it's not Exorcist. It's Flexorcist. There we go. And hey, we got a bunch of other shows here on WRCT that you should check out. Check out Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. He blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard and then mixes that with the odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. There is too much noise in your world. If there is too much noise in your world, tune in to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. And also check out 8 Miles High. When you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than you know. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And that, everybody, concludes this week's new and newer music show. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will be back next week playing more music for you on Sunday night. So be sure to tune in and have a great week. Bye.
I want to start today with the secret plan, or is it really a secret, for how the fascists could win in 2024? Now, I'm not making up that title. That's the title that is assigned to Tom Hartman's article that he wrote, which many of you have written to me about, and I think is worthy of some discussion. And what this article does, and we'll link to it, and I encourage you to check it out. What this article does is it effectively points out what are the steps that Republicans, this is now bigger than Trump. This is Project 2025 type stuff, that it would be great for Trump to be the horse pulling this wagon. But Republicans are willing to have a different horse, or even a mule or a donkey, pull this wagon if it comes to it. Now, as Tom Hartman points out in this article, and I'm not going to read the article to you, but I'll tell you what the plan is that is pointed out here. As Tom Hartman points out in this article, he wrote the vast majority of this plan before the 2020 election. And he writes that so many people came to him, whether they had tears in their eyes or not, I don't know, and said, listen, they're not really going to try this. This is not something we have to worry about. And of course, we now know, based on what happened on January 6th, they did try a bunch of it, and they may try to do it again. So what is the path forward? There's basically three major steps. The first step is Republican. This is predicated, first and foremost, on Republicans controlling the House of Representatives at the time that the next president would be sworn in. So first and foremost, it would be, OK, how do Republicans get control or retain control of the House as of January 2025? And the first one there is, well, we have an election in the House coming up in November. Republicans may just win it, in which case they will have control of the House in January to carry out the rest of this plan. Or they may not, but you could have a situation where MAGA Mike Johnson refuses to swear in enough Democrats over so-called irregularities such that Democrats don't take control of the House in January, even if they should. So that's step one. One way or another, whether they win it or whether they don't, they could figure out a way to retain control of the House of Representatives for the purposes of preventing Joe Biden from being sworn in January of 2025. Similarly, then they could prevent the certification of the election if indeed Joe Biden wins. Now, obviously, if they genuinely win control of the House and Trump genuinely wins, well, they don't need to do this stuff. But they could, they have a path to retaining control of the House if they were not to win it. And they have, at least in theory, a path to preventing the certification of the election. They could do this thing where they send it back to the House of Representatives. Each state gets one vote. Republicans control a majority of the states, even though Democrats will almost certainly win the popular vote. We're talking about something different here. We're talking about each state getting one vote. And Republicans would, at least theoretically in this plan, as Tom Hartman points out, have the votes to vote and say, hey, we vote for Trump. Trump gets 26 out of 50 or whatever the number ends up being. And Trump is president. OK, what would the next step be? The next step be would be what Steve Bannon refers to as the deconstruction of the administrative state. What Vivek Ramaswamy has casually talked about will fire half of federal workers. This is in Agenda 47 and this is in Project 2025. These aren't my ideas. These are things they've said they want to do. And this is where they fire tens of thousands, half, more than half of federal government workers, not the political operatives, right? I understand that when a new president wins, they choose the Secretary of State. Republicans don't just leave the Democratic Secretary of State from the last administration. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about career bureaucrats, often non-political individuals, even at a personal level, never mind at a professional level,